Sarah, first of all, talk me through that test. It's the second day, at the end of the second day now, of the Festival of British Eventing. Are you satisfied with that dressage test?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's why we're competitors. We're never really quite happy, but no, I'm chuffed with him. You know, he is a little bit of a law unto himself, and so actually I'm really pleased. He seemed really calm and quiet, and did everything when I asked, and didn't drop behind me, and didn't run off either. So yeah, no, I'm pleased with him.
Talk me through your summer to date in the build-up to Gatcombe, your preparation.
Well, I've had a rubbish season. Basically, whatever I've touched this year has turned to dust. We had a great first couple of weeks of the season. We went out to Portugal, and we actually, this horse actually won the CIC 3-star out there, and the mare Lily Corrine was third in the CCI 3-star. So that was really good, but it's gone downhill from then. And yeah, as I say, basically it's just been one of those years. But hopefully, maybe this weekend's the way when our luck changes.
Well, with a test like that, it definitely can turn around. What does, try and put into words, what Gatcombe means for you? It's one that everybody loves coming to, and one that everybody obviously wants to win.
It's a beautiful event. Everybody does love coming here, and yeah, it does mean a lot to win it. And so yeah, we do all keep coming back every year.
You've got the added bonus this year as well. You've got the Event Riders Masters taking place as part of the British Open Championship. That must be an extra sort of spur, a bit of extra motivation as well.
Absolutely. The Event Rider Masters series is a fabulous new concept, and I hope it will really catch on. But it's been very popular so far, but it's the most exciting thing to have happened in this sport for a long time. So, yeah, I hope everybody does get behind it and support it, and watch it with the live stream. And everyone enjoy it.